This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning. Welcome to Wednesday Live. Even on a rainy day, we're alive.
Yes, we are.
Here at WCNO. You are listening to your good news station, 89.9. Keep your dial set right there. And Wednesday Live is a program where, well, we have guests, we interview people, and we have the staff together in part. And we also have, well, our new intern, Brandon, who's with us today. Welcome, Brandon.
Thank you for having me on.
Great to have Karen and David here as well. Let's see, are you all up and able to talk and ready to go?
I believe I am.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent. You know, we have some exciting things coming up, as always, and I want to just put a little promo in. Jonathan Kahn, who is not a stranger to WCNO, is going to be joining us for our Wednesday Live coming up on the 6th of December. That's coming up on the 6th of December. And we are looking forward to having him personally with us for our family here in Florida to discuss what is taking place in the world, and also to discuss his newest book that's been released, The Josiah Manifesto. And that is a great book. I've read it. I'm going to read the book prior to that interview, just to once again, at least the manifesto part, go through that again. It is an excellent excellent guide, I believe, to get the church connected with the days that we're living in, and to know exactly, maybe as Francis Schaeffer talked about, how should we then live? Since we are in the last days, how should we then live in these days? And so that's coming up. This morning we're going to have a guest, the founder of Gospel Tract Society. Actually, we're going to have one of his boys that's going to be with us today, and we're going to have a great time with him. I wanted to make mention of an upcoming event. We are going to have some guests come on radio with us from New Hope in a program coming up in the very near future. But New Hope is a church right here in Martin County, Florida, and it's located out on Citrus Boulevard in Palm City. And they are going to have just a wonderful Christmas event called the Grand Miracle. Grand Miracle, December the 8th and the 9th. That's a Friday, Saturday evening. There will be an interactive village with that, and a walkthrough nativity. And I know that they do a first-class job to lift up Jesus at Christmas. And so hear and see the Christmas story. Put that on your calendar. That's going to be December the 8th and the 9th. And all of our friends out at New Hope, we're looking forward to being a part with them. And also we thank them for keeping us in touch with what is going on. Well, we do have, I think this is something to go with your note, Karen. I had that over here. It has to do with Families Recover, and that is with John Nelson. You have an announcement I think we need to share.
Yes, they are. We have a prayer request from them. They're praying for the Lord to provide the funds. They need $10,000 for a Christmas outreach to children. And I guess what they do, more than once they've gone here, they go down and the kids meet with the Miami Heat. And they're going to be down there at the Miami Heat versus the Atlanta Hawks game on December 22nd. And they want to raise funds to bring those children there. And I guess the kids get to meet all of those basketball players.
It's kind of meet and greet. It's a real special time for the kids.
Yeah, so if you'd like to sponsor that event, then they're trying to raise $10,000 for that. And FamiliesRecover.org is an organization that helps foster kids and kids that are kind of lost out there, yeah. And to help bring them in and show them the love of God. And
you know what? One of the things I love about John Nelson and his vision, and that is to reach the kids before their lives are totally twisted,
yes,
and messed up.
Mm-hmm.
To bring the love of God, really, I mean, that's what this is. This is the love of God coming in a package through human hands. But giving them an opportunity to be treated with dignity, respect, mm-hmm, and with a lot of love, and just treating them like kids that may be a little more blessed than they would have had an opportunity to experience. And of course, this is a good thing. That's what the gospel does. It lifts us up. The gospel always lifts us up, sets us free, and gives us purpose and value in our life. So that's important. And have they raised the money? Do we know where they are with that? They had, what, a $10,000 budget, I think?
Yes, and apparently they're still asking for prayer. You know,
so they're still looking for some income.
Yes, I don't know how much they've raised so far, but
is your phone number there? Because I know John welcomes, mm-hmm, people to call him, and he's good with that. You,
yeah,
can give John Nelson a call,
yeah,
or you can also go to, what is it, familiesrecover.org.
Yes,
okay.
They've raised half of the funds, so they've got another $5,000 or so to go. So you can contact John at 772-285-5828. So you can help sponsor that event. And it's pretty neat. I think they do this every year.
They do.
You know, because most kids, of course, they look up to sports figures and, you know, people that are in the news or, mostly sports figures. So any opportunity that they have, it's just great that John puts this event together to unite those kids with these basketball players.
Yeah, it is really great. I'm going to see if I can get Pauline Robinson on the phone. Let's see if we can get a hold of Pauline for a couple minutes. Pauline is a part of our family, and let's see if we can catch up with her this morning. I know she's busy, but let's see if this gets through to her. Oh, she may be too busy to catch the phone. Yes, is this Pauline?
Oh, yes, it is.
Good morning, Pauline. You are live on air, WCNO. We wanted to just welcome you this morning. And if you have just a moment, we wanted to give you an opportunity to share a little bit about Albert's Manor, and also I believe you may have some openings there.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Amen?
Amen. That's a little surprise.
Did I surprise you? I surprised you a little bit. All right. Well, to all of our listeners, you know, Pauline, while she's realizing she's talking to several thousand people here this morning, Pauline, we want to thank you for spoiling us over at WCNO. During prayer and share, food shows up. And we have loved all of your pampering and your feeding. We've been blessed by all of that. But we also love the story of Albert's Manor and how God put on your heart to open up this home to provide services. Could you just tell us, do you have a minute that you could talk and just tell our listeners a bit about Albert's Manor?
Yes, I have a quick minute. Glory to God. First, I just want to greet the Spirit of God, because this is truly an amazing time. Glory to God. So I just want to thank the Lord first of all for His goodness, His mercy, and His love towards us. Lord Amen. God, in this time.
Amen. And tell Amen. Us tell us a little bit about Albert's Manor and what That's kind of services
Albert's
do you have?
Manor, right, Albert's Manor in service started in honor of my late husband, who passed away 4 years ago. Albert was his name. But he was a wonderful husband. Glory to God. And he has served. He was also a server. A server in the kingdom and server to others. Glory to God. And I decided to let his name live on. So that's where Albert's Manor was born. I have been a nurse since 1994. And I thought I had retired for about 6 years. But Albert's Manor started in 2000, in April 2000. And the pandemic hit. We all know about that. Glory to God. And, you know, God just kept us. We know we have lost a lot of people, but, you know, we just want to give God thanks that we're still here.
Amen.
So, glory to God. Albert's Manor was closed for almost 2 years, and now we're open and we're running. Glory to God, with wonderful staff. And we also have the doctors that comes in. Right now, I have 2 beds available. They're all private rooms. Glory to God, and prices can be negotiable. Depends on the patient ADL. And Albert's Manor, we have nurse that comes in, doctor that comes in to the facility. We also have podiatrist that comes in. Glory to God. We also have recreation department that comes in to the facility. We also have the patient medication that comes in. We're served by Jackson's Pharmacy in Fort Pierce. So we have everything that comes into the facility so the patient will be properly cared for medically, physically, and emotionally. And this facility is a God-fearing facility. Glory to God. I tell the Lord that I am only the landlord, and He is the tenant. He is
Amen.
The
tenant. Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. I am so humbled. Glory to God. So this is a Christian from the head to the toe facility.
That's awesome.
Glory
wow.
to God.
That's
Hallelujah.
Awesome.
And I love WCNO because you're spreading the good news. Glory to God. And anywhere the good news is, I love to be.
Amen.
And not all physically, but also financially. Glory to God. Because the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are new or few. Glory Amen. To God. So anywhere the good news of Jesus Christ can be spread, I am there. In whatever capacity and whatever I can do. Glory to God. So I love WCNO. And that is about Albert's Manor. We have 2 private rooms available right now.
What and level of care do you provide? Is this for independent or assisted living? Or what level of care is available?
Okay. We both do independent. You know, the person, the resident is independent. And what we try to, they need assisting total care, that's also fine too. I also do Alzheimer's, you know, dementia patients.
So memory care, you can take memory as well.
Yes, I do memory care as well.
So independent, assisted, or even a memory care. Okay, so you
even memory care.
Okay,
yeah.
That's awesome. And you have 2 rooms yeah. available. Now, how would people find you?
Well, my Albert's Manor phone number, we also have a website, www.albertsmanor.com, and also Albert's Manor phone number is 772-626-3500, that's 772 626-3500. And you can always call, and we can set up an appointment for you to come and tour Albert's Manor.
All right.
And you will be intrigued, because it is a home, like, you know, it's a home away from home.
Awesome.
And I don't call it a facility. I call it home care, you know.
Okay, home care.
Glory to God, because it's only.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Well, Pauline,
time, we do not go by schedules. You know, whatever time the resident wakes up, they get their breakfast.
That's
and
great.
Every time they want, they want lunch. If they want something 11 o'clock at night, they receive it.
That's awesome.
Glory to God.
That's awesome. So you treat,
that's
everyone's
right.
treated with the love of God, with a lot of dignity. And Pauline, I have to tell you, this is such a needed ministry. And I know to you it is ministry. I know there is a business side of it, but it truly is ministry from the heart of God, and it's awesome. And so you have two private rooms that are open right now. People can go to albertsmanor.com. Did I say that right? Albertsmanor.com.
That's correct.
And also, for more information, they could call
772-626.
There you go. 3,500.
3,500.
Okay,
that's
so that's
correct.
The number for more
Thank
information.
Thank you so much, WCNO stuff. I really appreciate that.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Blessings. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right. We always love to talk to Pauline, and she has such a heart to love and serve. And
Absolutely.
Incidentally, I know of a family that has had a relative there, and they just could not stop talking about the awesome care that their family members
received. Like you said, it's like a home environment.
Yeah, it is a home.
It's not a facility.
Yeah. Whenever I was a hospice chaplain, you know, my latter days.
Mm-hmm.
Latter days of ministry, that sounds horrible, doesn't it? I'm still doing ministry, but...
Your latter days with hospice.
Without latter days with hospice.
There you go.
And I loved when we get a place like Albert's Manor.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just so much of a blessing.
Because it's a home atmosphere. You know, most people are maybe coming from a... they've lived in their home, maybe they had a season in the hospital, maybe some rehab and whatever. And a lot of times going into these, maybe, quote, facilities, it's more like being in a hospital than it is in a home. And so I'm hearing her say, listen, we listen to the individual house guest that's in our home, and we endeavor to meet them at their point of need and take care of them as we would our own family. So that's really a special thing. Again, Albert's Manor, you may not have heard of it, but it's in the Port St. Lucie area, and they do provide assisted living, independent living, as well as she said memory care, right?
Yes. Right,
available for memory care as well. So those are some great options for the body of Christ to be aware of, that there are Christians that are providing this kind of ministry for those who have need of it. So again, albertsmanor.com or 772-626-3500 for more information. All right. Dave, did you have any other family news? I don't think we did this time, did we?
I don't have anything in front of me.
We should just take a minute. We have some other things that's going to happen this morning. In fact, I believe Mom Paul's coming in.
I believe so, too, yes.
But I wanted to just take a minute and think about Israel and the important part that we have as Christians to pray and to also maybe actively be involved. I was watching the 700 Club and just looking at some of the things they're doing, providing resources to some of the needs that are in the land. And so there are many different Christian organizations that are actually in Israel, hands and feet of Jesus, I would say, and the church, Yeshua, to those who are wanting to use, you know, the Greek name, but Yeshua, but Jesus, who want to actually give in the name of the Lord. And minister there in that way. I mean, there's secular organizations that perhaps would do a good job. But, Dave, I don't know about you. I like to give through Christians so that the love of God is being given as a gift from God, and yes, it's coming with the love of God. And of course, to Israel, we love the nation, we love Jewish people, and we love the Messianic believers that are in our nation and around the world, and this is an area of our prayer. So maybe before we finish out the morning, we may just take a moment to lift up Israel in prayer. And also, I'm looking forward to getting Rabbi Kluge back on air to talk with him further. We really didn't get into his book on Talit, but we will get to that soon as well. Why don't we enter, welcome Mom Paul into the studio at this time. And I asked Brandon to be thinking a little bit about what he's thankful for, so we may get our intern to speak up a little bit here in just a few moments as well. All right. Well, for their age, both Ma and Paul are in relatively good physical condition. They work hard at their farm, they eat healthy foods, and value other forms of exercise. Above all, their Christian faith encourages intimacy with God, and prayer and Bible study have served to ground them in God's abundant love and the rich grace he imparts to his children. At the same time, they are getting older. While their lifestyle helps them maintain physical health and strength, they are not totally immune to the aging process. This morning, Paul led the men's Bible study at his church. It seems that every member of that study had a complaint about some physical affliction. The Bible study deteriorated into a pity party, and Paul became disgusted and frustrated, so he's decided to sit with Ma and process his feelings.
Hey, Ma, you got a minute?
Yeah, I do, but before we sit down, we got to work out this cramp in my leg. You know, I was up in the attic looking for the old cookbooks that my granny left me. There ain't much headspace up there, so I had the duck walk just to get around.
Your granny's cookbooks? I thought you quit using them because all them unhealthy ingredients they call for, like lard and refined sugar.
Yeah, that's true. But I remember her favorite recipe for blueberry cobbler. You know, the ones you always rave about. I decided to make a big batch of it for Thanksgiving.
Well, hallelujah and amen. Now you got my mouth to watering.
Well, don't let it drip on the floor, Pa. I don't want to slip on it and put my back out.
What you just said fits right into what I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay, Paul. I can sit with you on the porch now. All right, so what particular issue has you... your brain? How about my brain? So what particular issue has been slapping your brain neurons around?
That's all right, Ma. Your brain ain't any worse shape than mine. Well, you know, the men's Bible study I lead every Wednesday morning, well, this morning the whole thing got hijacked. We were in Psalm 71, and when we got to verse 9, is what it said, "Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent." Well, then it started.
Well, you know, Pa, we've had this conversation before. These men you work with in that Bible study, most of them don't have great mental or spiritual discipline.
Is that the pot calling the kettle black, Mom? Anyway.
It could be.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know. And generally, I can keep on them, but this morning, after that verse was read, old Dexter Bindlefrapper started wailing up a storm. He was yelling, "I can't take it no more. I just can't."
Oh, my goodness. What on earth was he wailing about?
Well, both his hips need replacing. And it ain't no wonder, since he worked as a trampoline tester for 30 years. He told me some years ago, after he retired, that when he started that job, he was 6'4", and now he's 5'6". Well, he decided to get away from that job before he got even shorter.
Well, that makes sense. So did you get him to calm down?
Well, I was just about to go over to him and give him a hug when old Bob Clotifurbus jumped up from his chair, lifted his arms in the air, and started wailing, "Oh, wretched man that I am, what God would see fit to inflict me with such vagaries of the flesh that my suffering could conquer any joy in my last days."
Well, there's a lot of words there, Pa. I don't know how old Bob was so articulate.
Well, he can get like that, especially when he wants folks to pay attention to him. And, you know, I do feel for the man. For 40 years, he worked as a baker, kneading dough with his bare hands. Why, back in the day, his hands were so strong, why, he could crush a good-sized apple in a second. In fact, he flavored many an apple fritter that way. But now, arthritis has got his hands so bent up. He told me if he needs to write a note, his wife has to duct tape a pen between his thumb and index finger.
Okay, Pa. I can't imagine how painful that must be. So now you got two men upset over the aging process and how it's messed up their bodies. What happened next?
Well, I was just about to say something to old Dexter and old Bob. Old Lester Gilbercrotney stood up and began dancing all across the room. It was the strangest thing I ever saw, Ma. It looked like he was trying to combine tap dancing with the twist. It made me think of that time we was driving to your mother's and we stopped for gas. I had to use the restroom something fierce, but there was someone in the restroom, and I guess they were reading a book or something.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. When the restroom door finally opened, you yelled, "Praise God." I believe they heard you in the next county.
No doubt. Anyway, I got up and ran to old Lester, trying to calm him down. He said, "All this talk about pain and suffering has got my restless leg syndrome acting up, and this is how I work it out." So we let him dance till he was better. The other fellow with us that morning was old Jeff Sportlington. And you know, Ma, I'd had enough of this group shenanigans, so I put my eyes on old Jeff and I said, "You just sit there and don't say a thing." Well, I could tell he was about to go off on something, some kind of affliction or whatever that had stolen his peace. And his mouth, it flopped open and then it clamped shut.
Oh, Pa, so what happened next? You got me in suspense now.
Well, I'd begun to sense that the old devil was stirring all this up. It was time to bring the group back to God's Word about how He works in our lives and how He wanted to turn this pity party into a celebration of His love and grace. So, I had him turn to 2 Corinthians 4:16, which says, "So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day." Then I had him turn to Psalm 92, verse 12 through 14, and that says, "The righteous flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of our God. They still bear fruit in old age. They are ever full of sap and green." And then I slapped him with Proverbs 16:31. "Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained in a righteous life." Well, finally, they began to get what the Lord was saying to us. Even old Bob, who was completely bald by his mid-20s.
So you turned that event right back into a Bible study again, didn't you, Paul? And the Word of God found its mark, didn't it?
Oh, it sure did. You know, that's the thing about God's Word. When you read it, or you speak it in any situation where the devil has got his slimy paws on your joy and peace, well, he's got to let go immediately. And the reality of human life is just this. As we get older, our bodies do let us know that time has passed and that some things are maybe wearing out or wearing down. But for Christians, it becomes a testament to our faith that we put even more of our lives and our needs into the loving hands of God.
Well, Pa, it seems to me like your men's Bible study group has been elevated by the Spirit to a new level of discovery. I bet next week they have a much more spirited discussion on whatever text you focus on.
You know, I'm sure you're right, Ma, but I'm going to have to review God's Word before then. You know, earlier on, I was going to get us to read Matthew chapter 5, but there's a couple of concerning verses, 29 and 30, have given me pause. Here they are. "If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it's better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it's better that you lose one of your members then your whole body go into hell. You know, after today, I'm just afraid they might take the whole thing literally.
Paul and his Bible study group are no different than any of us, really. As we get older, we notice physical changes that can be upsetting. Sometimes these changes are downright challenging. Our joy and peace is on the chopping block because of it. But when we are in Christ, we have something very special available to us. We call it grace, which is unmerited blessing from God. God calls children to give him all of our concerns. King David knew this, and several of his psalms contain a statement of faith like this one from Psalm 140, verse 6. I say to the Lord, you, my God, you are my God. Give ear to the voice of my pleas for mercy, O Lord. No matter what our chronological age is, the experience of suffering is part of our humanity. He invites us to give him our suffering, and we know that Jesus is already looking upon our need with understanding and compassion. As it says in Hebrews 4:15, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted just as we are, yet without sin. Give him your whole life today, every pain, every fear, as well as every joy. His Spirit will refresh you. Well, Ma and Paul, thank you so much for joining us today here in the studio. And as always, we enjoy having you. And maybe over Thanksgiving and Christmas, we may end up seeing a little more of Ma and Paul. We do have a guest that we're reaching out to right now. And in the meantime, I want Brandon to tell us one thing he's thankful for, at least.
Well, what I'm most thankful for, of course, is the fact that I have the parents that I have, and I don't think, and when I think about it, none of the parents I have would not be possible if it wasn't for God. My mother and father meeting each other and then having me and my sister would not be possible if it wasn't for God. Mm. So, if anything, most importantly, I'm thankful for God.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was pretty good.
Wow.
Very succinct, right to the point, and that is really awesome, and we're going to be looking for some more wisdom from you, Brandon, as we move along. We are looking to make connection with Philip Buttram, and so let's see if Philip is available this morning. Hello?
Philip Buttram?
Yes, is this Philip Buttram?
I can hear you, but you're remote. I don't think you're on the phone.
You are on the radio loud and clear right now. We can hear you well.
Okay, God bless you.
All right, God bless you as well. And we are so excited to have you with us. And you are with the Gospel Tract Society.
That's right. It's a calling, but it's also an occupation.
I understand that. There is an occupation. You know, again, I wanted to just look over the history, because every time I read this, it just really ministers to me. It's from your father, right? Lester Buttram?
That's correct. Dad was studying to be a missionary in China, and he was prostrate at the altar in a little Baptist church in Springfield, Missouri. And he felt God call him to sit down. Lester, I want you to put my word, and Dad said no, I'm going to China, and so this discussion went on for a while, and eventually, Dad gave in and said, okay, I'll print your word, but I don't know anything about printing, and God had shown him how to print, gave him two mandates, the word of God was to be the only subject of the source material, and that he was not to sell God's word, not to sell the tracts. So those two mandates have been the foundation of the ministry for almost 100 years now, and we're continuing and growing, and God is still moving, and we're anxious for tomorrow to see what God does.
Well, this is tremendous. You know, when I think about, you know, a young man with, what was it, $7 and change, $7.10.
Yes, sir.
Having a budget, a ministry budget of $7.10, and yet having the faith that a big, big God could do something with that is absolutely awesome. And I know to this day you continue to make the Word of God available without a charge to people who are going to distribute it and get the word into people's hands. So tell us a little bit. We have a lot of listeners out here today. You've joined us a few times in the past, but it has been several months. Just explain how people could find out more about the great variety of Christian literature that's available, how they could get a hold of you, how they could find out more information.
Oh, praise God. Well, actually pretty easy. Right now, most of the contacts come in by one or two means, either by mail. Our mailing address is just our name, Gospel Tract Society, P.O. Box 1118, Independence, Missouri, 64050. And our webpage is being been a real blessing. God has turned it around and has been very, very fruitful. And it's just our name, Gospel Tract, that's T-R-A-C-T, Society.org. We have about 900 titles, 900 tracks in inventory. Most of them are in stock all the time. We have about 500, maybe 550, that are actually on the web, can be read on the web. Look at the artwork. We strive, in today's world, you've got to compete against Disney and people who have money to throw at kids and just throw out in the world. And so we strive to make the images, the type, the paper quality. You know, we don't take a backseat to anybody when God is in control in the topic of our life here. So people can look at the webpage, look at a tract. They can order it on the webpage. They can donate on the webpage. We don't sell the tracts, but Jonathan, they cost. You know, we have a plant facility. We have, you know, presses and staff and utilities, so they all cost, and we survive strictly by the donations of God's people, and that allows us to send tracts to people like missionaries who don't have a large budget, but they have a calling. They're in the harvest field, so we can supply them with seeds to sow in the harvest field when other people, when God's people donate to the ministry. And we have been blessed and blessed and blessed over and over again. And we continue. In fact, last week we received a letter from a phone call from a lady in Florida who ordered 11,000 Spanish tracts to go to South America. And like, okay, there's we had to talk to her. Like, you know, what's this about? Well, there's a massive evangelistic program slated for the spring in South America. And I'm not literally to tell you where, because of the governmental restrictions against the gospel of Jesus Christ. But we are proceeding to provide her and the evangelistic team with 11,000 Spanish tracts to spread the word of the Word of God, to spread His salvation message, His power, His love, and His grace. And we can only do that when the Christians, when brothers and sisters in Jesus can donate a free will offering, which is, it's deductible. We're a 501c corporation. It's all deductible. But it's through the gifts and love of Christians that allows us to supply the needs of the workers in this field. And I thank and I praise God for His glory.
That is a beautiful, beautiful testimony of an opportunity that God has opened up. 11,000 tracks, that is a lot of tracks. That's a lot of tracks.
It's a lot of tracks. It's a lot of, you know, the freight alone is going to be $700.
Wow.
But that's, you know, I've learned years ago that if God is in it, if God's behind it, He will meet the need. He will supply the need time and time again. Just as when Dad started the ministry in 26 with a meager $7, which was his life savings, God opened the doors, opened the hearts of people that would multiply and increase the value of the money to give more tracks for more people. And it has grown and grown and grown today to where we, you know, we are a small ministry, but we have a large ministry And, you know, and God uses that because we're obedient to Him. We follow Him. We don't talk about denominations or, you know, politics. It's all about the Word of God. It's not about me. It's not about my Father. It's about my Heavenly Father,
Jesus
Christ, my Lord and my Savior.
Amen. That is awesome. Now, if somebody was listening today, and you threw out one number. You know, sometimes have people say, "Well, what do you need?" And even the Scripture says, "You have not because you ask not." And so, I appreciate you actually sharing that this is a very valid ministry, and God's open doors. I'm sure all over our country, but also into other nations. And so, if just the freight alone is $700, someone may be listening today and say, well, I could take care of 100 of that, or maybe 500, or maybe 700 of that. What would just a ballpark cost be in, like, 11,000 tracks? Any idea?
Oh, boy. I tell you, Jonathan, I don't have that number, and here's why. And part of our conviction of not to commercialize the Word of God.
So you don't.
Not to charge the Word
gotcha.
Of God.
Gotcha.
We have never done a cost analysis. Because whatever the need is, God has always met it.
You know,
and,
what?
And that's where we,
Philip. There's a lot of pastors and a lot of board members listening right now, saying, "It sounds like you could teach us a lot about faith."
Well, I was blessed. I was raised in a family. That's all we knew. I mean, if there was a need, God met it. When I came back to the ministry 10 years ago, we had a need. Just a quick story. We had so many back orders because the press that we had to print, you know, like 10,000 at a time, so we couldn't change the place very often. Well, God put it on my heart that we need to get rid of back orders, and the only way we could do that was to change machinery. Well, okay, over a period of 9 months, God showed me what we need to buy, and it was $55,000. Hello?
Wow.
I don't have that kind of money. I don't have that money.
Wow.
Okay? We're not supported by denomination or a brand or a church. Over a period of 3 months, from September to December, without saying anything to our supporters, our mailing list, the offerings began to increase. And I looked at the daily report and thought, God, what are you doing here? at the end of those 3 months, at the end of December, we were able to purchase a digital press with cash and owe nobody anything.
Praise God.
It wasn't me, it wasn't the ministry, it was the Holy Spirit speaking to God's people, say, hey, there's a need here. And which validates the ministry. But Jonathan, the glorious thing is now, we don't have any back orders. If someone writes in or calls in and they want a title that has been out of print for our production for a decade, I can get the layout done and I can get it printed and shipped within a day.
Wow.
We're a Burger King.
Amazing.
Okay. But and we're not Amazon. But God has given us the tools of the trade today to make His ministry valid and to meet the needs of his workers in the field. And I can't praise God enough for His faithfulness. It comes from being humble before the Lord and said, Lord, what do you want today? Father, what can I do today for you? It's not me, Lord. What do you want? And Jonathan, I'll tell you the truth. We're in a semi-crisis mode now because our pressman, God love him, a man of God, told me last week that at the end of the year he's going to retire. I'm not ready for that. There's a lot of things going on. Okay, God, whatever you're doing, I'm right there with you. You have proven yourself over and over and over again. I cannot doubt you. I cannot second guess you. All I can do is follow you.
That's awesome.
And that's my prayer every day. Lord, lead me today what I need to do for your kingdom, for your glory. And I praise God, knowing that tomorrow He will give the answer. Tomorrow He will lead me where I don't know where I'm going to go. He always has. He always will.
What What a beautiful testimony, David. You know, I'm just looking at my team here and listening to what you're having to say. And in a day when you know, there's budgets, there's bills, all these things you know, that are part of this world, and yet we're in the kingdom. And I'm thrilled to hear you share that story. That's an awesome story.
I've got a letter in front of me that came through the internet 3-4 weeks ago. This gal in Nigeria, West Africa. Sweet letter. She was in the world, and she said that one night she was walking down the street, and a street preacher gave her a biblical gospel tract that talked about moral purity. Now, sometimes we pray and we expect God to get the standard right now. Okay, God, right now, move it, do it. Okay, she writes, after many months of reading this gospel tract, I realized the truth, and now I understand that fornication and adultery is a big sin, and I will never do it again. Okay, now this starts getting good. I confess my sins and promise never to do it again, and receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I started going to school and showing my friends this gospel tract and telling them that I am a Christian now. I do not do the things that you do. God is my Father. Jesus is my brother. After a while, 227 of my friends gave their life to Jesus Christ. The point of the letter to us was that someone within her church gave her our name, and she's asking us to send her 228 Bibles for her 227 friends and herself. Wow. Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Wow. It makes me want to jump up and down.
Amen. Amen.
Do I have 228 Bibles in them, Troy? No, I don't. But I believe in God to send me the money to buy 228 Bibles, or a source for the Bibles,
right?
And then somehow ship them to Nigeria, because He is faithful to those who call on His name.
Amen.
Nobody's going to do it, but I know my Father. I know His love. I know He loves His kids, and He will move on their behalf. So
that's quite a harvest.
Time that we talk. Hopefully next time we talk, I can tell you that I ship the Bibles.
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
Again, for people who are listening, people who are just tuning in, this is Philip Buttram, who is with the Gospel Tract Society. And you can find out more information. Philip, just give that information again for people who are looking for resources. And I really believe that that we, as the body of Christ, once again, need to start carrying the Word of God with us and distributing that on a regular basis.
Absolutely. First, I'll give the address, and then a real quick slogan. Webpage, Gospel Tract Society.org. Our mailing address, P.O. Box 1118, Independence, Missouri 64050. A good phone number is area code 816-775-1997. I have adopted the slogan, brother, of don't leave home without a gospel tract. Whether it's in your purse, your pocket, your backpack, in your car, your truck. Last night, I headed home, I got off the freeway, and at the exit ramp, as usual, there's a street vendor with a sign, you know, I'm a Christian, I'm homeless, you know, blah, 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 God love him. Well, in my car and in my truck, I carry two gospel tracts. One is a tattoo called the Life Death Tract, world famous. If someone has a tattoo, they will recognize this tattoo. The other tract is a tract that God, yes, you are loved. Now, the hook is I will put a $5 bill between the two, paperclip them together, and I will stick my hand out the window. They see that $5 bill, and man, their feet hit the road. They're walking. I give them the $5 bill with the two tracts. What's the value of so worth? $5? Hello? It's worth everything.
That's awesome.
I've had people I've had people hit me in a parking lot. I make sure that I have something with me that, number one, blesses them physically, and then blesses them spiritually. I make sure that someplace in the material that I give, attract, and all our salvation tracts, have a message. Romans 10:9 has a verse. In that, if they read nothing else, that verse is enough for the Holy Spirit to talk to them in the middle of the night, and they can receive Jesus Christ with that one verse. God is so faithful to his kids. I've got stories in front of me of people who headed up tracks. We are workers. We are called to this field of ministry. Ministry to who? Our family, our neighbors, our co-workers, a guy in the street, a guy at the gas station, a guy at the shopping mall, you know, wherever we are called. This is one story. I just love it. It came in 3 weeks ago. A lady said, I got to tell you what happened. Her and her family were at a banquet. In fact, they held a banquet for one of the anniversaries. And they always give the hostess, the waitresses, a tract. And as they give this one waitress a tract, she said, you know, my neck had just really been hurting me for weeks. Said I tripped and fell. Said I have to hold my head sideways, or else the pain is so severe I can't stand up. Okay, this lady and daughter said, maybe pray with you. So after the banquet was over, the waitress came back. They prayed with her. Okay, sweet message. Always be ready to pray. Always have the tract with you. 2 days later, this lady and her daughter were down the street at a lawyer's office, had a lunch of time, and said, let's go get a cup of coffee and donut at this restaurant. They walked into this restaurant where they had the banquet. And she said, as we started to sit down, this woman came running. She said, Alice. I said, I didn't recognize her. I didn't know what she was. I was afraid. And the woman, when she got closer, she said, I'm healed, I'm healed. And then she recognized that it was the waitress that they had prayed for. When she got closer to them, she grabbed and said, I went home that night. I read that little gospel tract. I prayed. I accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior. I'm healed.
Amen.
I mean, if we are obedient to the Word of God, I mean, did this lady feel a special calling to pray for this waitress or give her a tract? No, but she was an obedient worker in the harvest field. She was willing to give of her time. She had faith. Oh, she had faith that God heard the prayer. Was she healed instantly? No. But the word was working. The word will not come back void. The lady received salvation and healing. Praise the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. That is awesome. That is awesome. Philip, could we talk a little bit about the variety of tracts that you have and what age groups, and so people just have a little bit of an idea of what they're going to find when they go to your website and start looking at some of these titles?
Brother Johnson, you don't have enough time. Okay. I feel our main thrust is salvation.
Okay.
After that is encouraging the saints and witnessing.
Okay.
Okay, so we have tracts. Right now it's seasonal. If someone has a men's ministry, a ladies ministry, ministry to kids, to a prison ministry, to sick people, old folks home, we have tracts for all ages and basically all categories of human life. We have, you know, tracts that are not political but patriotic. They're patriotic with Jesus Christ as the baseline. Because this country was founded on the Lord, it's there. We have poems. We actually have songs, Christian songs, in tract form. Again, everything is meant to lift up the person, draw them to the Lord, draw them to the Spirit of God. And we have Spanish tracts. We have I think I left a copy with you of the Amazing Gospel comic book.
Yes, I'm looking at that. It is beautiful.
Since I was in your area, and since that's at your station, I translated that comic book into the Filipino language. It took me three months, okay?
Wow.
But now we have that comic book, which is a 48-page, four-color Gospel of Luke in eight languages. I just had, in fact, a note at my desk now to talk to a port minister in Mississippi who wants 400 copies. And being a ministry, he says, I don't have any funds for it. Okay, 400 copies, here's more money. 400 copies, if you're to go to the world and buy that, we're talking about maybe $4,000. Shipping alone, hundreds and hundreds of dollars, because this comic books, they're not light. Anyway, the Word of God is out there. We have children's activity books, coloring books, from toddler age up to teenagers. We have ministry books for prisoners. Whatever a person's passion is in a ministry, we have a gospel tract or tracts for that passion. We have sample packs. If someone, you know, say, hey, I have a men's ministry, do you have tracts? I'll be ecstatic to send you a sample pack of tracts for men, for women, for the elderly, for kids, for the Spanish, you know, whatever prayer, warfare prayer, tithing, faithfulness, you know, everything in the Bible, an issue to men and women. God has given us a sermon, a mini message, and that's all a tract is. It's a mini sermon. I've found that like anything else on the street, if you give a tract to somebody, you have maybe 3 seconds to get their attention. That's why we want it to be attractive. And once you get attractive, they open it up. Okay, let the Holy Spirit go in. So it's going to be easy to read. All material is readable by a person who is not primary language but English. You know, Spanish, you know, Russian, whatever. It's easy. The Word of God is easy, and we try to make it easy for people. So there's, you know, again, hundreds of tracts and books on the webpage.
Well, this gospel, the amazing gospel, it seems to me we had talked at some point about the opportunity that might open up for cruise ships. What happened with that?
Well, this actually, the gentleman in Mississippi is a director of port ministry in a port in Mississippi. Okay. We had the opportunity to present the amazing gospel and other tracts to the International Port Ministry in Mobile, Alabama in June, and again to present material to the North America Port Ministry in Seattle in August. So, you know, just like a seed does not grow and produce fruit overnight, but it will grow. You know, we are getting, you know, a steady request for material, and you know, it takes one seed to go to Europe, or it takes one seed to go to the Philippines or South America, that will win a family that may never hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I don't get excited about large numbers. I get excited about God moving and touching one person.
Individual hearts.
Because yeah. the numbers are there. It's going to be 1 + 1 + 1 + 1,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the way God works. He will multiply it.
Well, that is... That is tremendous. The ministry is tremendous, and I am so glad that you took some time today to join us here in WCNO. We are almost out of time, but one thing that caught my eye is this Read Through the Bible in a Year, a great little study guide that people might want to think about getting a hold of, just to give you a little bit of a guideline. So this is something I've done for many years, and yes, I find it very beneficial to annually go through the Word of God. And I would just encourage every believer to do that, to make that a part of your annual journey. And this is a great little guide to help make that happen. That's just one. And I'm seeing tracks on Thanksgiving and looking at these. And of course, there were things for the kids over the Halloween season to bring the gospel of Christ to kids during those times. And as you said, there are a lot of beautiful Christmas tracts that are available for those wanting to witness, you know, and I trust that God touches all of our hearts to be a better witness and to get the word out.
So one other thing I'll throw out here, we also have a pocket calendar for 2024, and we print thousands of these, and they're a great mission tool for prisoners or for someone who is